area, interviews with people and organizations of local interest, plus in-depth discussions of contemporary issues affecting the area. Now let's join Focus.
And as I was saying, coming up on Friday, we'll have Illinois State Representative Dan Swanson and Farmers State Bank of Western Illinois, Amber Ruggles, will be here, and also Mercer County Sheriff Dusty Terrell talking about a scam prevention event that's taking place in Alpha next week. Now, this is the yearly interview that I really look forward to. It is all the folks involved with the rodeo, at least the ones that weren't too chicken to come into the studio this year. Hello, Kelly Weber, Fair Board President, and our stock contractors, Kevin Hampton and Gina Hampton. And if you don't know what that means, they make sure the animals are all there, because you can't have a rodeo without animals, can you, Kelly?
No, you cannot.
So tell me about what work you guys have been doing. I drive by there, and it seems awful busy there during the day.
It has been. We've taken out a bunch of the old fence again, put some more in, and a new addition. You will find a little dirt on the ground, so we put in sewer lines this year.
I was listening to an old interview with Bryce, and he was talking about how the old days they had to set up all the buildings for the rodeo, and now it's so nice because you've got those permanent structures up at Rodeo Park.
Yes, makes the work a little easier.
All right. Tell us, what else has been going on out there? Anything new that you want to mention for this year?
So this year we do have a new clown and specialty act. We have the Misfit Cowboy coming in. And actually then this year is our second year of pre-sale tickets. So please make sure you visit the Facebook or website page and get your pre-sale tickets.
You can always save a little money that way, can't you?
You can save a few dollars that way.
Now the Misfit Clown, I met the clown last year. He was from Jackson, Mississippi.
Yes.
And he had a real thick accent. Now tell me about the Misfit Clown.
He will have the same. He's from Louisiana, so this is his first trip here to New Windsor. We're all excited to see him.
All right, and this is a serious event now, and Kevin and Gina Hampton are here, and you guys bring the bulls. Bring the animals.
Yeah, we bring the bulls, the bucking horses, the roping calves, bulldog and steers, and team roping steers.
And you guys ride them all for 8 seconds to make sure that they're good for that amount of time before you bring them to the rodeo?
No.
Oh, okay. talk about the, getting the animals together, making sure that there are enough out there for the rodeo. Talk about that process.
In the timed events, you got to have a minimum of 12 heads, so we try to bring a few heads through. And then, like this morning, we've already fed them, run them all through the arena where they know the let-out gate, and got them prepared for tomorrow night.
Okay, and Gina, how's everything looking? How are the animals looking for tomorrow night?
They all look happy.
Well, that's good. You're keeping them fed then. That sounds great.
Every time I've been by, the bulls have been laying down, chewing their cud. Okay. They look happy to me.
That's about all you can expect from them anyway, so that's pretty good. Tell me about the money this year. I know we have some add-on money that goes into the purse as well.
Yes, last year we doubled our added money, so we're at $2,050 mm-hmm. per event. So, yeah, we're hoping that helps bring some extra cowboys. They like to see the entry money goes added with the added money, so the more contestants and the more prize money there is for them.
And, Kelly, remind me of the events this year, because there's a lot of bull riding events and other events, too.
Yes, so you have the Hobby Building, so that'll open tonight from 4 to 7. Bring your entries up, and then it's also open from 9 to 4 tomorrow. So fruits, vegetables, flowers, interesting knickknacks or a collection, bring up for the Hobby Building. Kick off with a 5 o'clock parade tomorrow. Weather, hold off for us, so we're going to go with that. But yeah. Then the rodeo again on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are all at 7. Friday and Saturday, kids' events start at 5:45, so the kids can come out, run around the arena, do some bounty horses and stick horses.
Have you found my shoe yet from 1992 that I lost in the mud?
We have not found it yet. I guarantee you, I'm pretty certain I have one in there along with yours, too.
Mine was Velcro, just so you know. Tell me about the parade this year, Kelly.
Parade, bigger and better even more this year.
It was big last year. It was huge.
Yep, but this is an election year, so be ready for those kids. Bring an extra bag for candy this year, because we've got more entries this year.
And I hear you take last-minute entries, but you got to get in there at 3 o'clock and let them know before lineup.
Yes, please.
Yeah, 4 o'clock is lineup, I believe. 5 o'clock is the parade.
Yes.
There is rain in the forecast, so I want to ask, and I'll start with Kevin and Gina, guys, the mud and the animal. Do you have to worry about the rain when it comes to that?
Well, we wished it wouldn't rain, but we'll go right on. As long as it ain't lightning or nothing storming, we will go on if it's muddy or raining some.
Kelly, you're not going to send me out there to test the mud, are you?
Oh, yes, I will.
So, what do you
Somebody
do, though?
Somebody has to.
We had great weather last year. We were really blessed. What about this year, in case we do have some rain on Thursday?
We will rodeo. Okay. Like Kevin said, as long as it's not lightning and a big thunderstorm warning, we do rodeo. So bring your mud boots, bring your raincoat. We do have some guys that are really good about working the arena, so they've got it prepared right now. So it is able to hold a good inch of rain right now. It'll hold it, so we'll rodeo.
And finally, you know, we appreciate the sponsors that allow us to go out and talk to everybody out on the grounds, find out what's going on, be a part of the parade. You guys had a great response this year with the sponsors as well, which makes it a great rodeo.
We've grown from a previous of about 20 sponsors to this year we're at 77 sponsors. So we are so grateful for everybody in this community and surrounding areas that are giving to the rodeo to help put this on. And that entitles us to then give back to our community. We've donated food pantries and the preschools and a lot of school events. So the churches, we are truly grateful and thankful for everybody in the area.
Well, very good. I won't give Russell Robb a hard time this morning for not coming on the radio because he takes care of my roads. So, but we do appreciate everybody that's involved. We'll be bugging him in the office this week. Kelly Weber, Kevin Hampton, Gina Hampton, thank you guys for coming in. And we are rodeo ready this year, definitely. Thanks so much. And we'll be back here on Focus. Lindsay Dunn is next, talking about an event next weekend, Antique Days in downtown Aledo. We'll be right back on Focus.
A space just for you. It may not exist right now, but that could change. Put your ideas into action by contacting Raleigh Daves at Indian Bluff Supply in